I was born in the trade city of Emei San Baras.
On the cusp of the Desert of Wrath.
You know it?
Yeah, stopped it blowing up about 50 years from now. This tea is something else. Brewed trader style. So, you're from a working family?
Very perceptive. My birth mother was a cargo loader. She met my seed mother while working a freight ship from the Yijen Federation. But I didn't want anything to do with the mercantile fleet. I was only ever interested in the Navy.
And look at you now. Top job. Own quarters, nice furniture, massive window, lovely view of the planet you're about to set fire to, murdering countless people.
This war has been going on for centuries, and it won't end until every last Sontaran is eliminated.
But you must be a details kind of person. Mind if I share a few with you?
We commence our attack as soon as we make planetfall.
Oh, best get cracking then. Well, you might have guessed I'm a traveller in time, but in this case, I was just looking for a nice spot for a picnic. That's all, bit of hush. And I knew the ninth moon of salvation had these gorgeous forests, the very essence of tranquility.
Yes, it was, once.
Then, on approach, I notice you and your gang. Hundreds of ships, armed to the teeth, dropping from hyperspace like no one's business, out in the middle of nowhere. I ask myself, what's on a tiny little moon like Salvation 9 that's got the Free Galactic Alliance all worked up like this? So, of course, like an idiot, I go and stick my nose in. Well, looks peaceful enough. Let's get some bearings. Life form overhead. Ah. Hello, look at you. You're lovely. The silver and green stripes, some kind of bird of paradise. Still, doubt you're the reason there's a death fleet approaching orbit. Noisy though you are. All right, keep a lid on it. What? What have you seen from up there? Oh, no. Oh, no!
Halt! Halt! Do not move!
I surrender. I surrender to the eternal might of the Sontaran Empire. Putting my hands up. Don't shoot.
Halt immediately.
I don't understand how you're alive. This war has reached the point where Sontarans will terminate any alien presence on site. It's their basic protocol.
But turns out this wasn't your basic Sontaran.
Halt immediately.
I'm halted. I'm 100% halted. I can't halt anymore.
It's just... there's mud.
What?
There's quite a lot of mud.
What?
Where you're heading, down there. I know the terrain very well, and it's rather muddy. You'll mess up your boots.
What? Wait. Why haven't you killed me?
I don't know. I don't think I want to. I like your jacket. Is it made of animal?
You don't have a... you're not carrying... you're not armed.
I have arms, just like you. Ah, I see you have your hands in the air. Should I put mine in the air too? I'll put mine in the air. This seems like fun.
Not entirely sure what's going on here. Is it trooper, commander?
No, my name is Lobs. I live here. What's your name?
I'm the doctor.
Pleased to meet you, the doctor.
Don't mean to be rude, but... what are you?
I'm a Niner.
Niner. Named after Salvation Nine.
I don't know what that is. But we are Niners and we inhabit this forest.
Wait. We? There's more. Like you.
Gaznak. Gaznak, over here. Come and meet the doctor. Gaznak, we've got our hands in the air and we're having a magnificent time. Would you like to join us?
No, I will not. You look like absolute fools.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
That's simply not feasible.
Oh, most things are feasible, Navarch. It's only ever a matter of how likely they are. I'm guessing deep in Sontaran biology, there's still the information for female and male. Not impossible, it could be reactivated.
And she presented as a Sontaran would present?
Yep. Egghead, short and to the point, but kind of grumpy rather than totally murderous.
But why? What military purpose does it serve? All that species exists for is war, glory and death.
And normally I'd be with you, but I saw the village where they lived. Hundreds of them.
Village?
Wood huts, thatch roofs, irrigation, gardens. They took me there for lunch.
For?
Lunch. This is really good fruit, thank you. And not poisoning me, which is an unexpected plus. Aren't the rest of you eating?
Don't be ridiculous. We don't eat. We are not an animal like you.
Now you sound like a Sontaran.
Explain a Sontaran.
Fine, let's keep playing this game. You've got a kind of armour, but it's really just overalls and bits of bark. That's interesting. I see some cobbled together biotech around, but no base stations or ships. How do you charge up?
Incredible. He makes no sense. Say more nonsense, stranger.
Because you've still got probic vents in the back of your necks or whatever, so what do you plug into them?
Ah, he means our earthing nodes.
Wait, stop talking. The doctor, why do you want to know so much about our peaceful community?
You're the leader. Is that right, Gaznak?
I am the current leader in circulation. We take it in turns, on a monthly rota, so as to be fair.
Sorry, this is priceless. Your kind being fair? What is the world coming to? Whoa, sorry, put me down. Sorry.
This behaviour does not come naturally to me.
Okay.
I don't like it, and I don't want my people to see it.
Sure.
I would like a response from you that makes sense.
I'm a traveller in space and time, and I came to your world for a bit of a nice time, but it turns out there's a huge intergalactic death fleet converging on this moon.
Moon?
Forest. And the only reason I can think of is that they're coming to kill you, all of you, because they think you're dangerous. Blimey. Laughing now?
Dangerous?
Yeah, normally you'd be a threat of the highest magnitude.
Look at me, everyone. I'm dangerous.
Are you being truthful?
I wish it were otherwise.
Follow me.